Scottie Pippen.
Well, Glenn, how long have you been collecting records?
Well, since I've been about 7 years old, so we're going about 42 years ago.
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
And you have never really worked in broadcasting, correct?
Not professionally. Yes, I have worked in broadcasting, okay. But I didn't do it for a living.
Okay, so you did had a part-time job or something?
Yeah, I had a little gig on the weekends.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so I was just curious. You know, most people they think, well, that guy must have been in radio all that time, but you did go around to radio stations back in the 50s and 60s. Every time they changed technology, they just throw out the stuff that they had, the old records, the old acetates, the 78s, and then they went to 45s, and then they went to CDs and on and on and on. I left carts out, but you know. And they threw away some pretty good stuff, didn't they? I know that I got a lot of stuff that way, sitting around. They didn't want any more. Well, let's get to the show here. What are you going to kick it off with?
We're going to kick off with one that I think probably everybody knows. It's Sidewalk Surfing with Jan and Dean. But what's unique about this is in the early 80s, it was re-recorded from a 16-track master in Canada, and in my opinion, believe this sounds a whole lot better than the original that came out.
So this is the remaster, remixed.
It's a remix.
Yeah, version that somebody did in Canada of Jan and Dean. And well, let's go ahead and hear it.
Let's go for it.
Okay. That is a pretty clean sound, Glenn. It certainly is.
I like that a lot better than the original.
We are, the little tone there, 6:45, folks. 6:45, that means the show just got underway, so you didn't miss much. We played one song so far. How did you come across this 16-track master? Was it mixdown? Was it available at the commercial stores or what?
Those at one time were available on LPs.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked them up then.
So most of the stuff that we play are actually off of records. They're not really off of CDs.
Oh, no. These are all records.
Everything. You're one of those purists, huh?
That likes... I don't play anything but records.
Why don't you tell our audience why you think records sound better? I'll see if it's the same thing I've heard before from other people.
Well, the CDs are cleaner because you don't have the hiss and the scratches and all of that. But those sounds go with records. And when you play a CD, you don't hear those sounds you used to hear when you played the records. So they're different.
Okay, so that's why you like it. I tell you why a lot of audiophiles like it. And that's because a CD sound, digital sound, is a little flat. The highs are a little muted, a little curved off.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say that seem to know. I don't know. They think, in other words, they think a clean vinyl gave a crisper sound. This one, you sent us an extra copy for Dorothy Farmer, who's a lady that helps me with the animals, the animal lady, the paws lady.
Oh, we have a surprise for her tonight, don't we?
Yeah. So we're going to play this now. This new vaudeville band, do you know how they got their name?
I have no idea.
I don't either. I thought about that about an hour ago driving up here, or riding up here in a car. I said, you know, I need to find out why that was the new vaudeville band. Maybe somebody listening can tell us. Winchester Cathedral was an interesting song, a novelty song, wouldn't you say?
I don't know if I would call it a novelty. It was novel in the way they produced the sound, though. It sounds like he's singing through one of those bullhorns.
Yeah, it sounds like...
very tinny.
Yeah, it would be... and I'm not sure whether he may have actually used one of those megaphones. Rudy Valley, you know, used those.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of... I remember when the song came out. It seems like it's 66 or something like that. Somewhere along in there. And it seems that going back over that, I read someplace that he was carried away with Rudy Valley, the lead singer here. But I don't really know. Maybe somebody listening does. Unless you have a little bit more trivia, I'm going to go ahead and play it.
I don't have any more on that. Let's go ahead and play it. I hope Dorothy's listening.
Winchester Cathedral, of course, and was the new vaudeville band. I guess that was their only record that I know of. Have you run across another one by them and looking through your stacks of records?
That's the only one I found. I think I know how he got that sound.
Okay.
He put a clothespin on his nose.
You think he really did?
It sounds like it.
Well, okay. I would like to have a picture of that.
Jerry Pippin!
Now, you mentioned one time before that Pam's people made those jingles. Actually, you made a deal with them for something at your school. Is that right?
Yes. Presently, they are producing some jingles for the television station.
And you operate a TV station there at your school there in Stockton, huh?
Yes.
And how many hours of the day is it on, and what kind of programming is on?
Well, it's not hours. It's an introduction to the day is about what it is.
Okay. So it's, in other words, instead of the principal getting in on the old speaker and talking on the intercom, they actually watch it on television now.
They get to see her live.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting thing, the way things are changing technologically everywhere. We're talking with Glenn Pitts. He's a record collector. Like he says, he doesn't have all the trivia, but he has all the records, which I believe. You one time told me you had 50,000, maybe 100,000. You didn't know for sure?
I don't have a count on them. There's too many.
Now, we're going to play a song here that we play on the air, but not by this group. I'm trying to remember who did Jim and somebody or Peanuts. I'm trying to remember the regular version. It's by somebody. I can't think of who they are. I guess I can look it up here.
I think KBIX has Peanuts on the regular playlist by someone else, and this is going to be by the Four Seasons.
Yeah, we do have it by somebody else. I'll have to look it up and see who it's by.
Right. This version was actually played over the air about 63, 64.
The Four Seasons were very big at that time, but I must say, I don't remember Peanuts, but they did it, huh? And we're gonna prove it.
Well,
okay.
Here we go.
About you, baby, won't you call my name?
Peanuts, 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 peanuts.
Yes, you're my girl.
Love you and I'll never let you go.
About you, baby, won't you call my name?
Well, Glenn, I take it back. I guess I have heard that by them. The other one that we play is by Little Joe and somebody. Little Joe and Thermopolis or somebody like that.
This is a nice version.
Yeah, it is. I've heard this version, too. This was actually a fairly good seller, so you were right as usual. We are talking, of course, with Glenn Pitts, and he's a record collector. And, folks, I got an email here from Dan Washburn in Malibu, California, who had requested a Four Seasons song. Boy, was he surprised. He didn't realize that we were going to play this. And so the email came in just before the Peanuts song was played. So he got fast service. We have a lot of listeners in California, Glenn, a lot of people there, of course. By the way, we're going to play a commercial here and then identify the station, and I thought we'd play one of your commercials that you found for us, the Kellogg's Rice Krispie commercial. You have any idea about what time frame this thing's from?
This had to have been middle 60s, and these are all television commercials. These are not radio.
Well, let me adjust the picture here, and we'll see what happens.
Snap! Why, happy sound. Snap is the happiest sound I've found. You may clap, rap, clap, clap, but snap makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, Rice Krispies. I say it's crackle, but crispy sound. You gotta have crackle or the clock's not wound. Geese cackle, feathers tickle, belts buckle, beep, pickle, but crackle makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, Rice Krispies. I insist that pops the sound. The best is missed unless pops around. You can't stop hopping when the cereal's popping. Pop makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Kellogg's best to you.
Couple of things about that commercial, Glenn. First of all, it was a 60 instead of a 30-second one. 60 was pretty common back then. The next thing was there was no announcer in it, even though they didn't have a little musical bed there. I guess you could have used it for radio as well and had the announcer do something.
I believe that was an animation and it had the soundtrack under it.
Yeah, let's go to the phones here. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
I'm calling from Canada, so there's two of us.
Where in Canada are you?
We're in Nanaimo, British Columbia, Canada, right on the west coast. We're across the water from Vancouver.
Oh, great, great. Well, who is this?
My name is John Crossman.
Hey, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, we're listening to your great show.
Hey, great. We appreciate you calling. You got any requests that you'd like to hear, or you think we're doing a pretty good job?
We're doing a pretty good job. There's a song called The Love and Touch by Mark Denning. I don't know if you have that. The guy that had Teen Angel. He had a couple of other hits, too. The Top 40 News, Weather, and Sports.
Well, I tell you what. Let me talk to Glenn about that, and we'll find out if we have that.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Hey, bye-bye. Bye. Glenn, what about that? Do we have any of those other songs by Denning? You know, the guy did Teen Angel?
Right. I'll check that out.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to KVIX Muskogee.
KVIX Muskogee.
When I talk about novelty songs, this is what I had in mind. I'm not familiar with this song at all, and when you and I talked about this, you couldn't believe it. I did not know who the Pipkins were, pretty close to my name. And Glenn, why don't you set this thing up for us here?
Well, yeah, it's a goofy song called Gimme Dat Ding, and that's with D's.
Gimme Dat Ding, huh?
Gimme Dat Ding, off of the Capitol label. I think you will recognize it.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing, gimme that thing.
Gimme that, gimme that, gimme, gimme. Thank you.
Glenn, have you ever regretted, you know, of course you don't move very often, I bet, so with all those records to carry around, have you ever regretted your hobby? I mean, I know you delight in it, but there must be a downside. You have literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of records and tapes and everything else.
I can't say that there is a downside to this. I thoroughly enjoy it, and if, out of all of my collecting and hobbies, this is one I will never drop.
So you are a collector by nature on other things as well.
I have a lot of collections.
Okay, well, good. That's kind of interesting. 7:07 Central Time, 5:07 there, where the Canadian listener was, and also where Glenn is, are both on the Pacific Coast. We're going to play this Hearts of Stone song, and I was looking around. I have a Sun record with Elvis Presley fooling around in a studio down there in Memphis before he became a big star at Sun Records, and he was he sang Hearts of Stone. This was a big hit by the Fontaine Sisters, right?
It certainly was.
The Fontaine Sisters, they were big there in the early 50s when we had all kinds of sister acts. The McGuire Sisters, the Andrew Sisters are held over from the 40s, and then we had all kinds of brother acts as well going on. It was kind of a time for harmony, I guess.
Hearts made of stone.
A big hit in 1955, Glenn. I noticed it got up to number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100.
That was a very popular song.
Yes, it was, and it was kind of that, if you notice that the background, it had that kind of a Bill Haley-type background. That was kind of common back in those days.
Yes, it was.
Tim Penn Alley didn't know quite what to do with rock and roll, so they kind of tried to blend in without actually doing it. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
We're talking with Glenn Pitts here. It's now 7:13 at KBIX Radio, 5:13 where he is on the West Coast. Glenn's put together a great set of songs here, great set of tunes, and this is our second show we've done. We're going to do one every other Tuesday. We've decided that now, right?
That's how we're going to do it.
Okay. This next tune here, Sue Thompson, good-looking blonde. Did you know? It's a strange voice, but she was a tall, cool one, really.
Yeah, she was.
And I remember Norman. We play Norman on a regular routine here. It's in the schedule. It's on the rotation.
I have a feeling Paper Tiger is going to be on the rotation.
Yeah, Paper Tiger is was actually a pretty good-sized hit. by Sue Thompson. And Sue is one of those acts that was kind of a country act but wasn't. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And let's go ahead and play it here. Interesting things, Glenn, I noticed about all of those records in that time frame is that the fade out was pretty common. They didn't have a definite ending, you know what I mean?
They did fade out. They had a certain beat, too.
Yeah, they did. And did you get that off a 45 or an album, or do you remember?
No, that's off a 45.
Because if I remember correctly, Sue Thompson actually was fairly good looking.
I've never seen her.
Oh, no, she was a blonde, a platinum blonde, and was from Missouri originally, or at least that's where when I met her, she lived, and she came to Muskogee and played one-nighter here one time. And I think KBIX even sponsored it. Interesting that she doesn't, you know, she sounds like Gayla Peavy, or I don't know if you know who that is or not, that hippopotamus song for Christmas, Gayla Peavy.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, well, it's a great song. It was originally hit here in the 50s. And she sounds like a little kid like that, and she was far from a little kid when I saw her, I tell you. Hey, we're going to pause for a commercial word or two, and then we'll be